This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. In Colorado and across the nation, emergency departments at pediatric hospitals are overflowing with kids who need intensive mental health treatment. Dr. Ron Lee Liao is the mental health in chief at Children's Hospital Colorado.
We had probably 81 kids last year who were essentially living with us at Children's Hospital Colorado because there was no other place in the state for them to go. And that's a lot of kids that really stayed with us beyond weeks, months, sometimes up to a year.
Dr. Liao says severe cases of mental illness used to peak around the start of school, but it's now become year-round. The pandemic only made the problem worse. In 2021, Children's Hospital Colorado declared a state of emergency for pediatric mental health. A judge has ruled that a school district near Colorado Springs violated federal law by denying care for a special needs child. CPR's Jenny Brundin has more.
The child has spina bifida and multiple other disabilities that require tracheostomy and feed tubes. When the child lived in other districts in California and Colorado, she received homebound education and tutoring. The Academy 20 district, however, denied similar services and said the child could be educated at school. The judge ruled the child is entitled to education at home. The family's lawyer, Igor Rankin, says he has more lawsuits against Academy 20 than any other district.
I find them to be easily the most just outright hostile to special needs kids.
The district says it's committed to complying with the judge's order. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
It's going to be hot for these last few days of July, and August looks to be about the same. Here's Denver 7 Chief Meteorologist Mike Nelson.
A month out, August looks hot and dry. Not much of a monsoon coming up this year. Seasonal outlook into the fall and winter, we'll have to kind of see where those sea surface temperatures in the Pacific end up being, because that has a huge driver on our winter weather.
Nelson says the hot, dry weather has tempered Colorado's tornado season for the last month and a half. And it's hot again today with highs in the upper 90s around Denver and Fort Collins. This is CPR News.